AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said no to Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks of Indiana's Jim Banks and Ohio's Jim Jordan to the Select Committee looking into the Capitol riot.
It's an egregious abuse of power. Pelosi has broken this institution.
Both are supporters of former President Donald Trump. In Ohio, President Biden said Republicans knew what happened at the Capitol in January.
Nobody really believes it wasn't an insurrection. I mean, you know it. You can see by the looks in their faces. They know it.
McCarthy says Republicans won't participate in the investigation if Democrats won't accept the members he appointed. Also in Ohio, President Biden spoke about conservative commentators on Fox News who've recently encouraged viewers to get vaccinated for the coronavirus.
Rather than be critical of it, I thank them for it. I think it's a matter of, first of all, in truth, I don't know how many of them believe what they were saying. They may have really believed it.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson is telling people to get vaccinated.
We walk past the vaccine every day in every corner of our state. We must all take personal responsibility and do what is right to protect our own health and that of our friends and our families.
In Tokyo at the Summer Games, U.S. gymnast Kara Eaker is doing well physically, but remains in isolation 3 days after testing positive. No Olympics for American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb after 4 positive virus tests. The Mississippi Attorney General's office is expected to file briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court to outline the state's arguments in a case that could upend nearly 50 years of court rulings on abortion rights nationwide. In an attempt to reduce a rise in violent crimes, the Justice Department is launching gun trafficking strike forces in 5 cities. This is AP News. Hoping for change, the U.S. is withholding dues to an anti-doping agency.
On the eve of the opening of the Tokyo Summer Games, U.S. officials say nearly half of the $2.93 million in dues owed to the World Anti-Doping Agency will be held back until it becomes clear what reforms the drug-fighting agency is undertaking. Richard Baum of the White House Drug Control Office told a congressional committee Wednesday $1.6 million will be paid to WADA. The U.S. first threatened to withhold dues last summer, and WADA responded by suggesting it might sanction nations not paying their dues. U.S. dues account for about 7.3% of WADA's $40 million annual budget. I'm Mike Gracia.
One of the social media sensations at the Rio Olympics won't be competing in Tokyo. Namibia's Dan Craven, the tall, lanky rider with the bushy red beard, tested positive for the coronavirus in Spain, where the former professional cyclist lives with his family. Ed Donahue, AP News.